Welcome to the ISO Manila 2015 podcast. This podcast contains live recording from ISO Manila 2015, which took place in Impact Hub, Manila, Philippines on July 10 to 11, 2015. We will be featuring guest speakers on various startup topics from all over the world. So whether you attended it or not, here is your chance to learn from the best in the industry. Hi, my name is Catherine, and I'm one of the organizers for International Startup Meetings in Manila, or ISO Manila 2015. It is the first of its kind to bring together entrepreneurs from all over the world. It started from Paris, Vienna, Lima, Mexico, and this year we are proud to host it in Manila. In Impact Hub here in Makati. So ISO Manila 2015 is designed to inspire leadership and entrepreneurship, and it features plenary sessions, workshops, roundtable discussions, and startup pitches. On our first episode, here is Gavin Nung in his opening speech. Gavin Nung is the president of the ISAAC Alumni Asia Pacific, and he is one of the most respected guys in ISAAC Alumni right now. So here he is to open up the conference. Let's hear what he has to say.
Fellow ISAAC Alumni, honored guest speakers, partners and supporters, and dear delegates, good morning. Even typhoons can't keep us away from this energetic weekend ahead. Dave Thomas, the founder of Wendy's, when asked, "What do you need to start a business?" replied, "Three simple things. Know your product better than anyone, know your customer, and have a burning desire to succeed." But I'd like to add this as well from the man currently in the news, that as long as you're going to be thinking anyway, think big, Mr. Donald Trump. And as Richard Branson of the Virgin Group says, "You don't learn to walk by following rules. You learn by doing and falling over." I'm extremely happy and proud to open the very first ISAAC Alumni International Startup Meeting, or ISOOM, in Asia, hosted here in Manila. ISOOM has been held in other great ISAAC chapter cities like Paris, Vienna, Lima, and Mexico, but mostly with fellow alumni, entrepreneurs, supporters, and investors. For the first meeting in Asia, the OC wanted to make it bigger and engage with the budding community of entrepreneurs in the region. We therefore warmly welcome to the Philippines our friends from Hong Kong, Indonesia, Japan, Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam. And of course, we also have speakers from the Netherlands and Australia, as well as from Italy and also the Netherlands, who happen to be fellow alumni. Thank you all for being here in this milestone event. ISAAC as a global organization is committed to its mission of advancing leadership across the various sectors we ISAACers work in, whether in business, education, non-profit, or government. The ISOOM program is one of our signature initiatives that aims to connect with the startup and business communities. This ISOOM Manila conference is intended to harness the potential of entrepreneurship in the region through leadership and innovation. Starting new businesses not only creates job opportunities, but it can have a transformational and cross-border impact on society. We want to celebrate and encourage more businesses that are able to respond to specific needs, create real value to customers, and even change the way markets work. We want to support the ecosystem of startup entrepreneurs in Asia Pacific, and this conference is just the beginning. The next 2 days will be filled with opportunities to connect and collaborate with one another. From the different workshops, discussions, and networking spaces, I invite everyone to contribute. Whether you are an aspiring entrepreneur, a startup founder, a potential investor, or a partner, I hope that this will be a valuable experience for you as you engage in meaningful activities and interactions this weekend. With that, my closing message to you is this. Trust yourself. That's the greatest gift you can give yourself. I quote, "You cannot connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something. Your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. This approach has never let me down, and it has made all the difference in my life." Unquote. Steve Jobs on trusting. With this mindset, we can only move forward. So share your brilliance, trust yourself, and enjoy ISO Manila 2015. Thank you.
So there you have it. ISO Manila has officially kicked off. Thanks for listening to our first episode. For our next episode, we will be featuring Paris de Lettres, who flew in all the way from Spain just to speak to ISO Manila. He will be setting the tone for the conference and will be speaking about the entrepreneurial mindset. So make sure you tune in for the next episode.